Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is August 14th, 2015. It's a Friday. Thank God it's Friday. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 82 of the Follow English podcast, and today I'm going to be speaking about some phrasal verbs, their meanings, I mean, and give you some examples of how to use them. Phrasal verbs with the verb go. So I'm going to talk more specifically about go away, go for, and go over. I would also like to remind you that there is another podcast episode, that is episode 27, in which I give an overview of phrasal verbs. So I talk about compositionality and meaning, how we can understand the meaning of phrasal verbs, and give you some tips about about how to deal in a better way with the meaning of phrasal verbs. So today, episode 82, I'm going to give you three phrasal verbs which are very, very polysemic, which means they have a lot of different meanings. I'm going to start with go away. So basically, go away has three meanings, and there is another phrasal verb, go away with. So this is a two-particle phrasal verb, so three-word phrasal verb. And I'm going to read examples which I'm taking from Oxford Phrasal Verbs Dictionary for Learners of English. So the first example, the first meaning of go away is to leave a place or a person. So like, go away, you're annoying me. Go away and think about it a bit. You know, so go away, leave this place and think about it a bit. Or when someone is annoying you, you can also use that. Go away, you're annoying me. The second meaning for go away is to leave home for a period of time, especially for a vacation or holiday. They went away for the weekend. Are you going away on holiday this year? So I think this is a very common use of go away, like the first one, but maybe even more common the second one. And the third meaning of go away is to disappear gradually. The smell still hasn't gone away. So in this case, you can still feel the smell. You can still smell the, let's say you burned something, you were cooking, and the smell still hasn't gone away. Or has your headache gone away? So again, here, do you still have a headache? All right, this is the meaning of going away, three different meanings. And to finish this first one, there is still a bonus, let's say, it's another meaning of go away, when you use go away with something. And to go away with something is basically to leave a place with a particular feeling or impression. You see, it's kind of metaphoric here, it doesn't have to be something concrete. In fact, let's look at the example and then you will see what I mean. I don't want people to go away with the wrong idea. I don't want people to go away with the wrong idea, meaning that you want to clarify things, you want to make sure that everyone understands what you really mean, so that they don't go away or so that they don't leave this place with the wrong idea. The second phrasal verb I'm going to talk about today is go for. So I'm going to start. There are four meanings for go for. And then there are three, let's say, bonus meanings. Let me find here, just browsing here the dictionary. So here I am. To go for somebody or to go for something means to attack. That's the first meaning. So she went for him with a knife. Or even in a more metaphorical way, like in the figurative way, the newspapers really went for him over his defense of terrorism. So someone seemed to be defending terrorism, and then they really went for him. So they really, let's say, published a lot of negative things about him. Then the second meaning for go for somebody or something is to apply to somebody or something, or to be true of somebody or something. So what I said about Tim helps. What I said about Tim helping goes for you too, Alex. So this means that Alex was also supposed to be helping, you know. So what I said about Tim helping, so Tim has to help us, goes for you too, Alex. So Alex, you should also help us. Another example for this one is Terry needs to relax more, and the same goes for you. So you also need to relax more. Another meaning for go for is to go to get somebody or something. Shall I go for a doctor? Or she's gone for some milk. So meaning that she's gonna go get some milk. And the last meaning for go for is to be attracted by somebody or something, or to like or prefer somebody or something. He's not the type I usually go for. Or children usually go for colorful packaging. Then the other three bonus meanings that I told you I was going to give you about are: one, to choose something. I think I'll go for the steak. I think I'll go for the steak, meaning you are choosing the steak. Or which computer system are they going for? So what are they choosing? What's their preference here? And the second meaning is to try to get or to achieve something. Did you go for that job? Or he's going for the world record. So he's trying to achieve the world record. And finally, to be sold for the price mentioned. These computers usually go for under 1,000 pounds. Okay, so these are the extra meanings for go for. Now let's move on to go over, the last phrasal verb I'm going to talk about. As you can see, I chose only three phrasal verbs, but they have quite a few meanings. I mean, lots of different meanings, each one of them. And go over is not different. I mean, there are several, I think it's the most polysemic one. In fact, go over, I'm going to read out to you, let's see, 10 plus another 2, so there are 12 different meanings, let's say. Of course, there are some, the first four meanings are related to go over to something or to somebody. And then let me clear those. The first meaning is to move towards somebody or something, especially crossing a room. He went over to the window, or I went over and sat beside Jane. The second meaning is when we use to go over to somebody, meaning to visit somebody for a short time, usually at their house. Like, I'm going over to my daughter's for lunch, meaning I'm going to visit her and have lunch with her. And then number three, to go over to means to travel to a place in another country, especially by sea. My family live in Belgium, and I'm going over to see them next week. And finally, go over plus adverb, like to go over well, or which in American English sometimes is also expressed by using go down. So look at this example here. My suggestion didn't go over well with my boss, meaning, or in American English, my suggestion didn't go down well with my boss, meaning she didn't, let's say, she the boss or he the boss didn't like it that much, you know. And the finally, the last meaning, to go over something, to pass above or over the top of something. Planes were going over all night. So this is a more physical meaning, you know, more concrete meaning. Then I move on to the second section where I have to go over something with, let's say, six different meanings. The first one is to do more, to spend more than a particular amount or than you are allowed to, let's say. So look, the first example, don't go over the speed limit. Or did you go over budget on your project? So did you exceed? The meaning here is to exceed. And the second meaning of going over something means to examine the details of something. I would say this meaning is one of the most common ones and most frequent ones in the language. And it's very similar to the third and fourth meanings that I'm going to read right now. The third one is to study something carefully. Like, I've gone over and over what happened in my mind. Or she went over her lines. If she's going to, let's say, play a part in a play, let's say. Meaning number four is to look at or check something carefully. So the meanings of number, the second meaning, which is to examine, and the third meaning, to study something carefully, and the fourth meaning, to look at or to check something carefully, they are certainly correlated. And then the fourth meaning, I can give you one example here, I'm reading out from the dictionary. Police went over all the evidence again. So they checked carefully all the evidence again. And the fifth meaning is to draw or to paint over the top of something that has already been drawn or painted. I've gone over the original drawing in pen. And the sixth meaning is to clean something by passing something across the surface. He went over the surfaces with a duster. Finally, the last two bonus meanings that I'm going to give you in this case are to go over to somebody or to something. So to go over to somebody, to go over to something, meaning to leave a group of people in order to join a competing group. So to change from one side, opinion, habit, system, etc., to another. Example, two MPs, MPs are members of parliament in Britain, so two MPs went over to the opposition, or we've recently gone over to semi-skimmed milk rather than skimmed. And the second meaning would be in broadcasting to transfer to a different person, place, etc. for the next part of a program. Let's go over to the news desk for an important announcement. And so this is very common in news language. So thank you very much. I hope you're all learning something. Remember that you can go to the webpage of this podcast, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br, BR for Brazil. And there you can add your email to the email list and subscribe via email. You can also subscribe via iTunes. You can follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Just look for, Follow English spelled all together in one word and you will find us. And finally, you can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or Podomatic. There are lots of different ways you can connect with us and send emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you have any suggestions for future episodes or in case you have any comments. So thank you very much again, and I'll see you next time. Bye!